Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, kicking off the third hour.
Hour number three.
It's Mark with you.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. I'm looking at the phone right now. It's wide open, folks. So if you tried earlier and it was busy, admittedly, we haven't got all the phone lines up. Or at one point, we had like four or five phone lines here in the studio.
I think we could do as many as six or seven at one point, but currently we're limited to two, I believe.
Right. Blame the FBI for that.
Yes.
And if you want to fix that, go to thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. And, yeah, donate to the campaign to free our co-hosts who have been locked up at the pokey.
Indeed.
So 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Something interesting happened this week, besides having to deal with the raid on Free Talk Live studios.
What was it, Mark?
It was in New York City. There was, they decided that they were going to do away with qualified immunity. And this is a decades-old doctrine that basically says police aren't responsible for their actions individually. It's kind of like giving them the corporate protection of the department. So you can sue the Department of Tyranny Land, but you cannot do sue the cop unless he breaks the law. So, the idea is that, in fact, if a police officer breaks the law in some manner or another, then you can sue him and the police department. But it doesn't work out that way. This article from Reason Magazine that we just went and read in the final segment of the last hour, it mentions many things that that the police officers have managed to get off with qualified immunity. Now, I'm not saying that
it's a huge list.
Yeah, in these situations that the victim didn't get paid, but let's talk about, for instance, his name was Philando Castile, and this happened in Minnesota before George Floyd and all this other stuff.
Okay.
He was a black man. He worked as the head of the cafeteria at a public school. He was in the car with his girlfriend. You know, she referred to herself as wife, but they weren't married legally. So
okay.
I believe that if somebody says they're husband and wife, because all of this exists in language, and the government is just a bunch of organized criminals that, say things.
Yeah.
So if the government says you're married, that doesn't make it any more or less married, in my opinion.
Nothing says I love you like adding a third party to your relationship known as the state, who requires you to pay them a fee for a piece of paper that recognizes your marriage.
So Philando Castile, did I mention he's a black guy?
Yes.
Okay. His daughter is in the car. So, they had a daughter together. They're, driving around their family. Police officer comes up, and if it matters to you, the police officer is Asian. And he says, whatever. I can't remember what it was over. It was some kind of traffic situation. Philando Castile says, I have a concealed carry permit. Now, the officer, excuse me, this is really important. The officer said, let me see your license. Philando says, I'm a concealed carry permit holder. And he's going for his license, because remember, the officer said, let me see your license.
Right.
And he said, don't go for it, don't go for it, bam! Like, it literally was that long. Let me see your license. I'm a concealed carry permit holder. Don't go for it, don't go for it, bam! It was like 2.5 seconds from when he asked for his license, and then he's dead. Well, dying. And in that situation, the police officer was sued severally, and his qualified immunity protected him from that situation. Now, I can't tell you what happened with that officer. Has he been let go from the force? I have no idea. I'm not looking at it.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. The family of Philando Castile, and there's some injustice in here if you want to know it. The family of Philando Castile got, I think it was $1.3 million from the city of Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, right.
Now, I'd hate to think that my life is worth $1.3 million, but there's people I've met that is probably worth less. So anyway, they shoot the guy and they give money to his family. This is his mother and, that family up.
Yep.
But because he didn't have the government piece of paper, as I understand it, the girlfriend slash wife, depending on how you want to call it, got nothing.
Yep.
So now she's the one whose blood was her, her husband's blood was sprayed across her, and her child was the one that was in the car and heard the bang and watched daddy die and all that stuff.
Right.
By the way, should be an interesting life that girl grows up to live.
No kidding.
And that's what. But that's what qualified immunity did in that circumstance. Now, I'm not here to say, I think that there's all kinds of problems. We pushed the Philando Castile thing over and over again, and I really wanted the NRA to pick that up.
Yep.
But they decided to back the cop because that's the kind of organization that they are. Now, to me, that seemed like a clear civil rights violation. The cop gave an order. He was following the order. The cop shot him. He was a concealed carry permit holder. By the way, I think this is really worth pointing out. Concealed carry permit holders are 10 times less likely to commit a felony than a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Who is 100 times less likely to commit a felony than your average individual. So if the math that I've seen on the internet is fair, then a concealed carry permit holder is 1,000 times less likely to commit a felony than your average schmo on the streets.
Yep.
So if somebody says, I'm a concealed carry permit holder, that ought to sound something like, I'm an Eagle Scout. Because the chances of them being whatever it is that that one might think they are is low. Now, I know there's many people out there that hate guns that think about concealed carry permit holders as super bad people or whatever. But the best evidence I have is they're super good.
I mean, I'll take that and a different spin. My opinion on that kind of a thing is, well, it's just like any other licensing. The government has taken away a right to do something and now sold you a license in order to be able to do it.
Oh, I'm not claiming that that's not true. I'm just saying the evidence that I've seen on concealed carry permit.
Yeah, the people who go and get a concealed weapons permit have to pass some sort of a background check, the same one that you have to pass in order to buy certain kinds of firearms in, the states that require this type of a thing. And generally speaking, it requires no criminal activity that is in the eyes of course, the government and the law enforcement agencies, but no felony is at a minimum for a concealed weapons permit in the states that I'm aware of. And that even includes like some of the, we'll call them the Western states, right? Where the old West, South Dakota comes to mind as one of them. I actually did carry a concealed weapons permit in the state of South Dakota. I was able to travel with it and it was actually recognized across multiple states. I traveled down to New Mexico with it, and New Mexico does some weird things, and they pull people over just for the heck of it and search your car and all that stuff, but I had the document, and so, carrying a gun was fine.
Yeah, different states have different levels of reciprocity,
yeah.
And it's all very interesting. I don't know a great deal about it.
Yeah.
I am, they're allowed to discriminate against me because I'm a convicted felon, so I was safe enough to let out of prison. But I'm not safe enough to own a gun. And I'd like to make that point real quick because I think it's fair to do. I'm not that interested in owning guns personally, but that's because there's so many people in the world that have them, so many people in America that have them that they keep me safe. So I just don't need it. And thank you to those people that do. But when felons commit crimes, and they do, and they use guns, do you think they follow the law?
No.
So what's the point of the law?
There isn't one.
If the law prevented felons from committing crimes, then there would be a lot more felons, since it's legal for a felon to own a black powder pistol. There'd be a lot more crimes of felons robbing, say, liquor stores or whatever with black powder pistols. And that's not happening because the felons don't care about that law. So it's the same old saying, if you outlaw guns, then only outlaws have guns. If you outlaw felons having guns, only outlaw felons have guns. It's just that dumb.
It is. It really is. And you can apply that same thing to the recent Colorado shooter. All the leftists who want all these laws for gun control, they already exist in Colorado, and he went and shot up a place anyway, so the law doesn't prevent any of that from happening.
No, it doesn't.
The number, 603-283-61.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We do call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. 200 radio stations anytime between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
I have the total at 187. I say that because it was 185 before the terrorists attacked the studio, and then I got word from our rep that there were two more added.
I know for a fact it's higher than that.
Oh, nice. But yeah, I figured the count was low, but whatever.
Yeah, so, you know, there was a switchover between our old syndicate, Genesis Communications Network, whom we love, and our new syndicate, Talk Media Network, and whom we think is going to do good for adding stations. And is doing well, I've got to say. I'm very impressed with Josh and the gang over there. And my buddy Willis works over there, too. Radio's a smaller and smaller world as it gets down. There was a couple of stations sort of lost in the mix and that sort of thing. And we're trying to retain as many as we can. We were at over 200 at one point. And I suspect relatively soon we will be at over 200 again. And that's the goal. So, well, the goal is 300 after that, right? And,
yeah.
You know, I'm certainly not here to celebrate the death of the godfather of radio or anything like that, but I have stated on the air many times that Free Talk Live's single greatest advantage on the radio is that we're quite simply younger than all of our competition. There's a few people out there that are sort of our age, but
I've been feeling old recently, but you've made me feel young today. Thanks, Mark.
Right. At 50, you're 49.
I'm 48.
Yeah, you're 48. You'll be 49 this year.
I will, but don't rub it in.
I just turned 50.
And I thought you were 52. I'm kidding. Yeah. I didn't think you were 52.
Right. So I'm 50, and I'm a youngster in this business.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, let's go to the phones. Got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you could just commit suicide like the news director, program director at University of New Mexico radio station. You could do that.
Oh,
well, I prefer not to.
I have to tell you that I ran over what I can only call a suicidal bunny yesterday on my way home from the studio. Yeah, it jumped out into the road, like far enough ahead that I saw it jump into the road, and then it jumped out of the road, and then as I got closer to where it jumped out of the road, it jumped back into the road again, and I tried to just move a little bit to sort of straddle the little bastard.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully not run him over with my tires and maybe he'd survive. But then I heard the inevitable bunny thud.
Yeah.
And I was sad. I became sad.
The thing about what's important, I mean, you know, if you've got a chance to check a rear view mirror and you're crossing the road, you know that nothing's in the oncoming and that kind of thing, absolutely, take the time to do that. But if it's a situation where you just don't have time to check, the best thing you can do is just go ahead and take the bunny out. And I'm sorry, I love the bunny, but if you slam on the brakes and somebody's following a little too close and they smash and it's some kid that gets killed, it's not worth the bunny. I'm sorry. You know, that's just the way it has to be.
Yeah, I agree. And in fact, I've hit, you know, animals before. I grew up in Wisconsin, so I've, of course, hit a deer in my life and that kind of thing. Squirrel, a skunk, you know.
Shiny object.
Yeah, indeed.
So shiny object. What were we talking about? I think we were talking about radio, as in radio must die. And somehow we got to bunny suicides.
Wait, why must radio die, David?
Well, like, for instance, this. You guys have how many radio stations you're just talking about? Well, you have a competitor, Cumulus Media. You guys are probably well aware of Cumulus Media, right? So on CumulusMedia.com, Cumulus Media engages listeners with high-quality radio – well, that's debatable – high-quality radio programming through 415 owned and operated stations across 86 markets, delivered nationally syndicated sports, news, talk, entertainment, blah, 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 blah. Happy bunch of happy horse blank. Anyway, so Cumulus Media, here's what to Cumulus Media does with that power they have attained.
Okay.
If you call into any Cumulus Media station talk radio program like KKKOB in Albuquerque, New Mexico, bomb, and you want to talk about, let's see, for instance, you are skeptical that the election, the presidential election, or the other one, the other elections, the, well, anyway, the recent election, was completely legit. If you bring that up at all, they are instructed to get rid of you as a caller. That's a no-no subject. You cannot talk about that. Cannot question it. And the same thing goes for if you are skeptical of wearing a mask. You must be dumped. Get rid of that caller. We can't have any mask skeptics on Cumulus Media like KKK OB Radio, like the Darren White Show or the TJ Trout Show, et cetera, et cetera. And if you are skeptical of the vaccine, if you in any way denigrate the vaccine, that might encourage people to think before they get injected with some experimental concoction, then you are also censored, blocked, dumped from Cumulus Media, e.g. KKK OB Radio, like the Darren White Show in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
So I'm with you. I think that this is, you know, well, not everybody's got the sensibilities of Free Talk Live, right? They're not all, you know, the same concept. So they can do whatever they want, especially a commercial radio program, can do whatever it wants when it comes to programming.
Right,
so
making a show, right?
Right. There's shtick that if you call in with some particular topics here on Free Talk Live, you probably won't stay on that long because to us it's just not that interesting, whatever the that might be.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously here you can talk about your skepticism towards masks, if that's what you want to do, or your skepticisms toward the experimental gene therapy that they're calling a COVID vaccine. And, no, I'm not saying that's bad. All medical procedures were experimental at one point. Mm-hmm. This is experimental gene therapy. I just kind of wish they'd call things what they were. I'm tired of living in a world where they keep me in the dark and feed me bullcrap and then expect me not to grow mushrooms. I mean, that's what goes on. And the vaccine, like vaccines we've had a long time. It's a great way to prevent polio, right? But this isn't that. It's not the polio vaccine or anything like it.
Yeah.
They're just using that same term and riding on the back. And to me, that sounds like lying. And I don't like that.
Oh, it definitely is lying.
Now, I'll probably take it because I've seen a lot of people taking it and they, by and large, seem fine. And, you know, that's that. I mean, I have the advantage of being 50, so I'm not in that first round of people that that get the experience.
Until the aliens flip the switch and you all obey their every command immediately.
That hasn't happened yet?
Right. I mean, maybe it kind of has.
Speaking of which, skeptical the people call in about it. I mean, we haven't had a good moon landing call in a long time, I got to say.
You're really trying to draw them out of the woodwork.
So a friend was talking to me about the moon landing being staged just today, so I thought it was amusing.
I wonder if the people on the radio, on the radio station or stations in which David was alluding to wear masks while they broadcast.
Clearly they can't. It just doesn't.
Why not, Mark? Wouldn't it sound good if they have a mask on in front of a microphone?
Yeah, to me, these masks are in part a good thing. Like if a mask is. If it's protecting me from spitting on you while I talk, that's fine. That's great, right? If we could sort of show how it prevents the spread of the virus, that's great. But all they do is say, it helps to prevent the spread of the virus, and you're a bad person for not wearing it. And that's the only conversation that surrounds masks.
Yep.
There's no conversation otherwise. And I'm just not that kind of person. I'm kind of a critical thinker, and I want to know the facts.
Huh. Weird.
And a piece of paper hung over your mouth isn't doing much, in my opinion. Free Talk Live.
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an extreme flash flood.
Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. Talk to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by...
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Biden administration refused Texas Governor Greg Abbott's appeal that the federal government reimburse Texas for millions of dollars spent responding to the migrant crisis at the southern border. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Dean Criswell notified the governor of the decision in a letter sent Sunday.
Elections have consequences, and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences.
Steve Bannon, the former Trump campaign strategist who has used his War Room podcast to amplify Trump's claims that the election was stolen, was among the featured speakers at the Pima County GOP's sold-out Lincoln Day dinner on Saturday.
In 2020, Donald Trump won a bigger victory in this country. And I will debate any person, take on any presidential commission, go before Congress, do anything they want, and show them the receipts.
This is USA Radio News. More than 3,000 mostly Central American migrants walked along a highway in southern Mexico toward the town of Huixtla Monday, where security forces had deployed, possibly signaling that authorities would soon try to break up the group. About 100 National Guard, soldiers, and immigration agents waited just outside Huixtla. Authorities have dissolved other migrant groups in the area during other recent attempts. Senate Democrats plan to reveal a revenue scheme for their multi-trillion dollar budget bill that would tax unrealized capital gains, a move targeted toward the richest of the ultra-wealthy. The measure would put taxes on unrealized capital gains, but would start at an extremely high threshold. To meet the threshold, an individual would need to make $1 billion or more in income in 1 year. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want.
You can, can't you?
Yes, you can. And you'll talk to us, won't you?
You will, won't you?
Yes, you will. And our names are?
Mark.
And the captain.
Nice. They are, aren't they?
They are. The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You know, and the funny thing is that's been the number for a very long time. We just didn't give it out generally. Because we had an 800 number and we threw in another syndicate and all that other stuff. So now you're actually coming into the studio and I'm actually answering the call.
Right. And also, those folks who might not know how toll-free numbers work, toll-free numbers do not require a telephone. They require a destination. So, in other words, a toll-free number needs to point somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You need to tell it a local phone number to go to. That's an 800 number, 888 number, 877, 866, 855. Those are all toll-free numbers.
Yep.
They require a destination, a local number to be pointed at before a call will route.
And for instance, most people are calling in on 603-283-6160, and they're not paying any tolls because they're calling in on a cell number, or they got a national plan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't paid a long-distance fee inside the United States in 20 years,
yeah.
You know, and what we decided was everybody knows 603 is, or more people know 603 is a New Hampshire extension. This is a New Hampshire show, and so let's just go ahead and use our New Hampshire number, 603-283-6160. It's a good number. So,
and I can still hear a pin drop.
Right, and instead of getting an 800 number where we pay for every second that you're on hold, every second you're on the air, every second of those things, and you're calling in, and it would have been free if you'd have called a regular number, well, let's just go ahead and take the free stuff. So we cut overhead, and we went that way, and that's fine. We had talked about masks in the last segment and sort of what do masks do, and I decided to Google it. What do masks do to prevent COVID? And here's the CDC. This is a common question. It says masks substantially reduce exhaled respiratory droplets and aerosols from infected wearers and reduce exposure of uninfected wearers to these particles. So it's claiming that you have your exposure reduced, right? Uninfected wearers to these particles. So exposure of uninfected wearers. Do you believe that? I mean, like, how I'm breathing around my mask, not through it. I've had those N95s on, and it's restrictive.
Yeah.
I'm not much interested in that thing. And you can't wear it for long because it kind of becomes clogged. I mean, you know, if you're getting on a plane, you're going to be like, I'm going to be on for 3 hours. I'm going to put my N95 on just as I get on the plane. I think you'll be fine or whatever but after some period of time, like, you're breathing around that too because it just kind of becomes clogged.
Yeah, to me, the biggest conspiracy here is the fact that most people have been convinced that otherwise healthy human beings walking around breathing fresh air are somehow a threat to them.
Yeah, I'm amazed when I see people outside with masks on. This is just something I will not do. I'm not wearing a mask outside.
Saw it today repeatedly. Yeah. It was a nice sunny day, about 70 degrees here. I had some errands to do around town, went and had some dinner with some people, you know, before the show tonight and that kind of a thing. And, yep, walking down the street, walking your dog, mask on your face, walking down the street, outside, nobody around.
Amazing to me.
You know,
it's amazing to me. I saw three people taking a walk with each other, one on the one side of the road, one in the middle of the road, and one on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
So they were 8 feet apart,
yeah,
wearing masks.
Well, and the thing that I don't like is I'm seeing preteens and maybe early teens who, of course, get together with their friends and roam around town on, like, bicycles or in groups of three or four, and they have masks, but when the parents aren't watching, they're down.
Yeah.
And they're talking to each other and hanging
pulling
out with each other.
Funny
and
all that kind
of, yeah. And then, of course, you know, when they get around the corner to where their parents are, the masks are up.
Right.
Right. So they already know. The teenagers already know that there's something wrong with the whole facade.
A friend of mine is having his house worked on. He said, I'm convinced that the workmen only carry masks so that they can put it on for when they go home. You know, just convince the wife that they've been wearing it all day.
Oh,
because they're not wearing it during the day.
Right,
So you had mentioned something about zero COVID cult.
The zero COVID movement.
Okay.
This is from the American Institute of Economic Research. This is written by Jenin Younes, I'm not sure how to pronounce Younes. The past year has given rise to some strange and novel methods of disease containment, including lockdowns and mask mandates. It is unsurprising that the natural next step in this progression has been the development of a movement known as Zero COVID. its growing influence is perhaps predictable, given that for nearly a year, over a year now, I guess, we have been inundated by the views of so-called experts seeking to legitimize their myopic worldview that public health is determined solely by prevention of COVID-19.
Right, and this is very strange. Like, everything else doesn't matter. Your family member is dying of a heart attack. You can't go in the hospital because you might spread COVID. This is inhumane.
Oh, by
I can't tell you how many people I've met who have had a loved one. I mean, because, you know, I've talked about it on the air here, and nobody talks about this. A loved one who passed away or went into the hospital, and they couldn't go in. I've got a good friend whom I visited in the nursing home for, man, close to a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him in over a year.
Yeah.
And it's... I mean, he just talks about how bored he is, how he thinks that life isn't worth living. I mean, this is awful what we're doing to people.
No, I agree. And, you know, I brought it up in around the holidays. What happens to all of the folks who used to go caroling, you know, at the elderly homes, that kind of thing, when I was a young
kid?
You
mean the super spreaders?
Yeah. When I was a young kid, you know, in one of the families that I was with, the thing to do was to get together with some folks at church-oriented activity and go caroling to the old folks' home.
We did that in my Methodist youth group.
And, oh, my gosh, like... I'm not, you know, a particularly religious dude or whatever, but
you could
see the joy on these people's faces when you came around to carol.
Yeah.
You know, it was like an event for them. Like, oh, my gosh, they were so happy. So, like, apparently, you know, you can't comfort old people because of this. Also, too, what happened to public service messages for, like, healthy people, right? Have you heard the government or anybody put out a public service message about, hey, you know, if there's a pandemic, perhaps you should start thinking about, like, your nutrition habits and what foods you're putting in your body and what kind of vitamins you're taking or not taking or
alcohol consumption.
All of these things. They're not saying anything about any other thing that you can do to strengthen your immune system, to, you know, they've even stopped talking about washing your hands. It's all about the mask and all about the social distance.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm hearing wash your hands. Washing your hands has always been a good idea, but I think that the worry that comes from COVID-19, you know, this cortisol buildup, because cortisol builds up in your body when you're, you know, worried and stressed and all that stuff. That has to be far more unhealthy than whether or not you choose to wear a mask while you're walking around the park.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the you know, people are so worried about it, and that is not a state that is a state of healthiness, you know, of health, wellness.
It's not about health. It's about compliance and obedience.
That's what it seems to be. Oh, and it's kind of like a totem, too. Like, if you're wearing a mask, then you wanted to see Joe Biden in office, and you didn't like Orange Hitler either. And the people that aren't wearing masks, they're all, you know, minions, brown shirts, modern brown shirts. Like, it is the craziest thing. I don't care which crooked old pervert you liked.
Yeah.
Don't care. In fact, I moved to the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, so I didn't have to listen to you kooks.
Yeah, it's weird how it's almost like the anti-Scarlet Letter. Everybody else puts something on, and so everybody who's left over must be the bad guy.
Star-bellied sneeches.
Star-bellied sneeches.
Indeed.
Snooch to the booches.
For Tuck Life.
Science has made food that's sugar-free, fat-free, and gluten-free. But it all pales in comparison to the pain-free car shopping you'll find only at...
CarProUSA.com.
It's on.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Call in. Well, I might be able to squeeze you in. Yeah, I'll give you the number. 603-283-6160. It's Mark.
And the captain.
603-283-6160. Captain, let's just jump straight in the calls.
Okay.
You down?
I'm down.
I'm down like four flat tires.
We've got phones back, so why not, right?
Right. Lysander calling in from Indianapolis. Lysander, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great name, by the way.
Thanks. <It's made> up. I just wanted to tell you guys about some true believers we ran into out in the woods of Indiana hiking in a state park.
What kind of true believers?
Groups of people in masks.
Groups?
Out in the woods.
How big are the groups?
Yeah. Well, one of the groups was, like 20 people?
Wow. That's a good size.
Around 20 people. And then there was a couple families here and there that you'd see wearing masks, maybe an individual walking by himself wearing a mask.
That's baffling to me. The individual by himself. Like, I can kind of see if you say, all right, well, I'm going to be within 6 feet of somebody. By the way, now the Biden administration has said it's fine to be within 3 feet of each other as long as you're in a school. Now you won't get the COVID that way. But,
okay.
You know, it's interesting how the rules just changed once, you know, Orange Hitler went away and Uncle Touchy came in. I mean, I don't know why. Maybe it's partisan, just me thinking.
Well, Pope Biden came in and christened government buildings. So
I'd hate to think that he's christening anything.
Hey, Lysander, do you know how to keep the Biden administration from coming after your guns?
How do you do that?
You keep them upstairs.
Oh, that's right. He fell trying to get into go up the stairs to the Air Force One, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, poor guy. Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, but
should we ask him why he called?
When you elect Dr.
The caller?
Yeah, he called about the masks.
Oh, that's right.
People walking around in the woods with masks.
Yeah, masks in the woods.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Lysander.
He's wearing a mask.
It's to me, I'm not wearing a mask if I'm outdoors.
I think I time traveled there for a minute and came back.
I can kind of see if you're standing and facing somebody. Like, this is the thing that was never talked about the 6 feet. 6 feet from, like, sort of directly in front of your face. I'm with that. Now, most of the cases are spread inside the home. Homes are have much less ventilation than businesses do. Because, you know, people are cheap and they don't want to pay to air condition the outdoors or heat the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. I mean, makes perfectly good sense.
Yep.
Whereas businesses, they have a commercial code that they have to beat and they have to change airflow, and airplanes are the same way. So they have to spend more money on air conditioning and heat and all that good stuff. But, I mean, if you're not looking, when you're hiking, you tend to be hiking and all facing, you know, your 6 foot deadly zone extending directly out from the front of your face. Like, if I'm within 6 feet of you and or within 2 feet of you, and we're back to back and our heads are facing different directions and we're talking, we're not in danger.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're outdoors. So to me, it's like, I get if you're, you know, dealing with, like, some spittle. Everybody gets excited, and spittle comes out when you talk, and whatever. And it happens to go in, like, your eye or something. Okay, I can see that, you know, that's gross whether you've got COVIDs or not. It's not a good thing. Now, mind you, I do jiu-jitsu, and, I mean, we sweat, like, big drops of sweat just boink right in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yep. You know, you're rolling around in Japanese pajamas with another grown man, and it's sweaty in that room. I mean, you know, there's 20 guys all doing the same thing. The windows are steamed, and, whatever. But, you know, and by the way, I've done that. I've been two-thirds of the way around the world and back in 2020, and I've taken my tests, and I've never been exposed to COVID.
According to the test.
According to the test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems to me the biggest question is, how come people who don't give a crap about COVID don't seem to get it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
What explains that anomaly?
I'm certainly no COVID denier, right? A good friend of mine, his name was a Christian Anarchist, and he called in here to the show, and yep. He was a longtime donor. And you know, he went into the hospital. I got some texts. I still hold them on my phone. He's dead.
Yep.
But I love his texts. I love to look at them. And, you know, his wife's a doctor. He worked as an office manager at a medical facility. He likely caught it from somebody coming in to get treatment. And, you know, it's real. So I don't know why he got it. And I think that some people are much more susceptible than others. He was 69, by the way, if you want to know. No, he is not morbidly obese. And to the best of my knowledge, he didn't have any really pre-existing conditions that one might be concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
It gets some people.
Yeah. But 99% or better recovery rate still.
Yeah, especially if you're below a certain age. I think that if I had to do it all over again, and mind you, I said this when it was going on, this is just a geriatric problem. We should have kept people 65 and above, 75 and above, you know, whatever the numbers are that we came out with, and given them a helper, right? So there's always somebody who's willing to help, and I can help. And we have people in our neighborhood. As a matter of fact, we take the dog for a walk. This lady who's in her 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, her dog's young. She's not.
Right.
And, you know, you get a little helper, and they deliver the groceries to you, and you can stay home, and you can be protected. And then once we all get the exposure out here, they call it for similitude, I believe is the terminology.
It's a good word.
Yeah, you know, then everything will be fine. Because the vast majority of people under the age of 65, it's amazing to me how these millennials are like, I don't want to get COVID or die. You're not going to get COVID and die. If you get COVID, you probably won't even know you had it.
Yeah, and you're going to live.
Yep. It's just that way. And I'm baffled by it. It seems to me that young people would want to get COVID so that they don't have to deal with it. After that, because once you get it, yeah, you're not likely to get that strain again.
Like the old chicken pox parties.
Indeed. Now, I'm kind of the opinion that you're more likely to see something like this vaccine come around annually now.
I in fact think that was the plan all along, that you're going to have to continue to receive these injections because the government says so.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got somebody messing with the phones here. Free Talk Live. Yep. Yep. I don't know what's going on.
It's the aliens, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you want to hear any more about this article?
Well, what do you tell me about them, the zero COVID folks.
Well, rather than acknowledge to a weary public that their approach has been a failure, they're doubling down in an attempt to save their reputations. This is talking about the establishment.
Right. By the way, the failures are lockdowns do no good.
Right.
Masks apparently do some good, but people don't want to talk about the downsides of masks and the downsides of strapping a dirty rag over your face.
So these people are instead of admitting that, you know, the lockdowns didn't work and the masks are marginally, if any, you know, effective at all, they're doubling down, saying that they haven't gone far enough, these measures. There's apparently some diversity of opinion.
That's how it goes, is that you can show that basically Florida and California, with the worlds different in implementation, are basically the same as far as the death rate and infection rate. By the way, death rate is probably right now below the excess death rate, which means that, you know, there's no danger at all.
Right.
Let's go to the phones real quick. I don't know who it is. Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, what's on your mind?
Hey, this is my name's Dalton. Anyways, a little off topic.
No topic.
I know you guys are crypto fans, and I just, generalized question, I wanted to know, is it possible for the government to shut down crypto? It'd be an open source, open ledger, and decentralized? I'm just curious.
Not like a frontal assault in shutting down crypto, but thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The crypto6.com is evidence that the government can try to shut down crypto. So what
they can shut down people doing things that the government doesn't like, but crypto didn't ask to exist. It requires nobody's permission. It didn't go to banks and governments and go, hey, can we have permission to? No, they exist in the exact opposite way. They exist without permission.
Yeah, the accusations against the Crypto 6 at thecrypto6.com is that they were selling Bitcoin without government permission. Now, there's interesting, the legal wranglings is all up to the attorneys at this point, but if you want to see freedom surrounding cryptocurrency, supporting these, precedent matters.
Yes.
And supporting these people matters.
And the definition.
You want them to have good legal counsel, and if you want good precedent, you need good legal counsel, and that legal counsel is going to be had by supporting people at thecrypto6.com.
Yeah, we're relying on the crypto community at large to assist with this, because precedent will be set.
It is being set right now. I mean, and you can be involved and you cannot be involved, but cry about it later if you wish. thecrypto6.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoop. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.